You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Washington County Executive Josh Showman, a Republican and Iraq War veteran, has filed to run for Wisconsin governor next year. He's the first major candidate to enter the race. The 43-year-old, who earned an Army Commendation Medal and leads one of Wisconsin's most conservative counties, plans to announce his bid Sunday at an event in West Bend. Governor Tony Evers has not yet said whether he'll seek a third term in the November 2026 election. A Milwaukee-educated business leader and a UW-Milwaukee student are among three new appointees to the UW Board of Regents. Tom Palzowitz is a Brown Deer High School graduate and UW-Milwaukee alumni. He, along with current student Noah Fritz, are on the board. Fritz is pursuing an actuarial science degree at the university. Governor Evers cited their Milwaukee ties as keys to strengthening the UW system's future. Exploring what Wisconsin can do for power is being talked about in Madison. Brittany Merlot has more.
A group of state Republicans are asking for over $2 million to study the potential for nuclear power in Wisconsin. The group is proposing legislation that seeks funding for a nuclear power siting study, the creation of a full-time position focused on pursuing nuclear power options, and the organization of a nuclear power summit at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Another proposed bill would create a 9-member board that would meet 3 times each year until 2030 to organize the summit and promote achievements in the nuclear power field.
People living in that area say the bird had it coming. Police killed a solitary sandhill crane in Oconomowoc Monday after someone got a federal permit to take out the nuisance. The incident follows weeks of damage done by the bird to vehicles and property. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
Brewer baseball tonight.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It should be a packed house tonight when the Brewers host the Chicago Cubs at AmFam Field in Milwaukee. Game one of a 3-game weekend series. Right-hander Ben Brown on the mound tonight for Chicago against the Brewers' Quinn Priester. Good news on the return of Brandon Woodruff, who pitched 5 2/3 innings for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, allowing just 1 run on 3 hits as he comes back from that shoulder surgery.
Feel pretty good. Each and every outing has been a little different in terms of the way the body feels, but feels great. Shoulder felt good. Now it's just more about, as I'm getting into these outings after a year and a half, this is my 4th one, it's all about getting the delivery in place and just trying to execute pitches.
NFL, the Packers beginning their 3-day rookie minicamp today in Green Bay. In Madison, a loss for the Wisconsin Badgers women's volleyball team. Sophomore Lola Schumacher deciding to enter the transfer portal. She's one of their best players. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Martin Scorsese has yet another new project in the pipeline. Scorsese is producing a feature-length documentary about Pope Francis's education project, which was founded by the Pope and was picking up steam right before he passed away. The Pope's final interview will also be part of the film and was shot exclusively for the project. The film is called Aldeus, A New Story. There's no release date just yet. Director Ryan Coogler wants to reboot The X-Files, and he's got a big backer. Not that he needs one. The director seems to have the Midas touch, as all his films are profitable, including Creed, The Black Panther, Black Panther Wakanda Forever, and now Sinners, which is a monster hit, pun intended. He is talking about bringing The X-Files back and has an original cast member in Gillian Anderson excited about the idea. She is not committed yet, but is a big fan of Coogler and says she is open to it, which is basically a yes. Heist film fans, take note. Chris Hemsworth and Halle Berry star in the new film Crime 101, and the response has been good enough to land not just a theatrical release, but one in a primo holiday weekend slot. The film will open February 13th on the coveted President's Day Valentine's Day weekend, according to Amazon Prime and MGM Studios. The story follows a detective trying to stop a string of jewel heists. The film also stars Mark Ruffalo, Jennifer Jason Leigh, Barry Keoghan, and Nick Nolte. Love a good heist film. So what do you do after you've had a chart-topping lesbian country music hit? If you're Chappell Roan, you become an actress. TheRap.com reports that the singer recently met with her idol, director John Waters. The two hit it off as Waters suggested the possibility. When Roan said, "I'm not an actress, I'm a singer," Waters replied, "Every singer is an actress." Roan's response, "If John Waters says I'm an actress, maybe I am. Maybe she is." You don't often hear of a big 41st anniversary celebration, but in the case of the film This is Spinal Tap, it is very warranted. Why, might you ask, is the number 41 a big deal? Because a long-awaited sequel, Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues, will be released in September. With that in mind, it seems like the perfect time to re-release the original that tells the story of the loudest band in England embarking on a catastrophic American tour. This is Spinal Tap is the brainchild of an incredibly talented foursome, which includes Christopher Guest, Michael McKean, Harry Shearer, and Rob Reiner. All four men wrote the script and are part of the cast. Reiner directs. Ditto for the sequel, as they reprise the same roles with Reiner at the helm again. The remastered original will be available July 7th in various theaters, and the sequel drops September 12th. The amps in the original went up to 11. We'll just have to find out if they are even louder in the sequel. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy today with a few sprinkles or showers possible by later this afternoon. Our high in the low 50s this afternoon. Tonight down to 40. Tomorrow clouds in the morning, a little sun in the afternoon, 49 on Sunday. Partly to mostly cloudy with a high near 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 46.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.